Welcome to another episode of the Out of Context podcast. It is me, your host with the most, the tits with the its, Ash Majestic. Where that came from, I have no idea. This is the podcast where we rant, invent, and talk about everything that would get a normal, regular celebrity canceled for decades, for hundreds, for eons. But no, we talk about all that stuff until we finally decide to change our method and maybe talk about actual interesting things where we'll probably get blown up and then people will go back into our history, listen to our shit, and then cancel us. That's the road that we're on, people. With me today is, as always, Adriana.
Yes, see that burp almost came out. I saw that burp was bubbling over. You had to quickly, divert. So, yes.
Because I had to inhale my food because, God forbid, we're 5 minutes over our recording time. So I had to inhale my food. You're lucky I don't have hiccups right now. I could be having hiccups. I'm surprised I don't, actually.
Being a producer, we have to stay on time. So anyhow, welcome, everyone. I'm Adrian. Not Walker AC to irritate her or to say my famous catchphrase because it is famous. And yes, people will go back and look at all of our past episodes for over 5 years and they will cancel us because this is what they do. They find something and they go, oh, he said that. Oh, she talked about her boobs. Oh, a dildo. And we're going to get canceled. But we're going to go down fighting, folks. Always go down fighting. Speaking of fighting.
Also here with the podcast is our other co-host. His name is, what is his name again? It's something with a D.
Denise. I'm going to smack the shit out of you.
It's Dakota. We're only kidding here, folks.
Hi, everybody. Partly. I know where you live. I will come there.
If you don't know where I live, I know where you live.
Well,
but you don't
know
where
I
live.
Well, I do.
I don't.
You don't subscribe to NordVPN, so I figured out where you are.
Private message me my address and tell me.
Okay. I'll do it after the podcast.
Do it now.
Nope. I want the anticipation to eat at you.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
I look forward to this.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in for another week on the show. Last week was fun. This week is going to be even funner, if that's actually a word. So, Dakota, how's life treating you, sir?
Life is treating me pretty good. I was just asked to be a groomsman at a friend's wedding, so now I have to try and find a monkey suit. I'm going to start at the tarp store and work my way down from there.
Now, I have to go to a wedding in April. So I have to bring a plus one for that. So that's going to be entertaining. So if anyone out there wants to go to a wedding with free food and alcohol, let me know.
I do. I'll be your plus one. Where's the wedding at?
I think it's in Orlando. I believe it's in Orlando.
Oh, I can definitely be your plus one then, man.
Just for the alcohol. I know. Just for the alcohol.
No, we've been friends for so long. I mean, What a bonding experience,
When we finally come on Twitch, everybody will see the eye roll. The extreme eye roll that just happened.
Listen here, folks. He can never say I never want to hang out with him because I just volunteered my precious time where I could be home and be lazy and play video games. And instead, I'm like, hey, man, no one wants to see you be lonely at a wedding. I will be your plus one. And he's just like, she's just an alcoholic.
I didn't say alcoholic. I said just for the alcohol.
That's what I heard.
Yep. So, without further ado, we're going to try for a topic. It was a success last week. We're going to try again and see if this works. So, let's
get... What was the topic last week? I forgot.
You talked about your wedding...
Oh, not my wedding.
Well, the wedding you went to, and and you were Terminator body. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
And we talked about when we were first attractive to people. We talked about that too.
Oh yeah.
So now we're gonna talk about something that really nobody respects anymore. And I'll start with Dakota. Dakota, we talk about privacy. I think I made no bones about it. I'm an extremely private person. No one really knows what I do in a day-to-day part of my life because I don't broadcast it on social media or anywhere else. You know, I do let people in here and there on podcasts about what, you know, what I do, but it's not really enough to dredge up anything of my past to cancel me or anything of the sort. Nowadays, people put their lives, everything they do, from taking a shit to who they're shagging on social media. And you're kind of looked down upon if you don't share every single aspect of your life on social media. Because once again, some people, generally speaking, have to keep up appearances to seem more important, than they are. So I mean, what are your thoughts, aside from the day-to-day privacy that you have, with yourself and your significant other and your cat?
So my thoughts on it are, you are 100% in control of the information that you let out into the world. So if your privacy is being invaded, it's only because you allow it to be invaded. If you look on my Facebook, if anybody can find it, go for it. Look for something that was posted in the last 6 months, the last year. I don't post on social media. Very rarely. Occasionally I will on TikTok and YouTube, but that's nothing according to what's going on within my personal life. That's just trying to be funny. I believe having a problem. Like, let's say, I'm going to Florida for vacation, and I have all these nice things in my house. While I'm on vacation, my house gets broken into, and I have no one to blame but myself, because I posted on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on wherever, hey, heading out of town, going on vacation. Everybody knows that you're not going to be at your house, so they break in and steal your stuff. You made that happen. You were the person who invaded your, who put your privacy out for the whole world to see, and somebody took advantage of it. So it's very much only you're in control of how much privacy you let out. So that's my stance on it.
And so also, I mean, did you ever look at social media? Say, for example, you first got your Facebook. Did you look at that as a basic diary, like most, or you look at it as of just something as just temporary entertainment?
Initially, I thought I would use it as a way to like keep people up to date as what was happening with my life, you know. And I did. I would post anytime I got in and out of a relationship, anytime I did something new. But after a while, I just saw the trend of either the negativity that comes with it, or the fact that no matter how good you're doing, somebody else is always going to try and say something to bring you down. So I gave up. I gave up on trying to keep everybody updated on what's going on with my life. If they really want to know, they'll ask.
Fair enough. Ashley?
I guess sort of the same. I guess not completely. I mean, obviously, if you look back like 7-10 years and far back, I was a typical young person that posted all my feelings about stuff, and I posted like every single meme I would see, just the typical stuff. But I never posted, like, even when I was the dumb teenager, I never posted about my private life, my relationship statuses, nothing, because I would see these people, especially these girls in school or for the longest time, and they would post, oh, met the love of my life, my king, this and that, and they only been dating for a week. Then they're broken up, and then like a week later, it's someone else, and the same message continues. And I found that to be annoying. For so many reasons. And so for me, if I was dating, I didn't make it known. I don't need people to, it's no one's business to know how many people I'm dating, or who I'm dating at the time. Once it gets serious, then change it up. I also hated, because my mom's friends, that was a thing, like, because if I had social media, my mom's friends had to be on there, because my mom didn't use it, but her friends could spy on me. It would get to the point that I would occasionally make a joke or say anything, and then tell my mom, and I'd be like, I don't fucking care. And then as I got older, and my dumb ass still didn't remove these people, I don't know why, it was just force of habit or something, And they're like, oh, what would your mom think? I was like, I don't give a fuck. to, like, same thing on my Facebook. You don't really see me posting anything. The only things that you'll probably see on my feed is things I've been tagged in. I might check in on locations, like, usually, like, special places. Like, not like if I went to a restaurant in my area, but, like, when I went to Vegas, and I like to check in, like, because I like to, because it comes back on the Facebook memories, and I get the memories of, like, oh, yeah, cool, that's when I was there. And then, of course, I'll make a post that was, like, a memory from something, like, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, especially if it's related to my dad or my dog that passed away. but yeah, going as far as posting like every single pinpoint of your life, your emotions, your highs, your lows, exactly where you are, what you're doing next week, there is enough crime out there where people can, that's how they can hack you, that's how they can steal your stuff, they know what to do, they know, they learn your habits. And then it goes into, I'm talking about every aspect of my life, from how annoying work is to my best friend's cousin's problems. And then when a lot of people are now messaging me, now I have to post, I wish people would respect my privacy and stay out of my business. And I'm sitting here like, you're posting your business. I've actually had to call some people out. I'm like, you cannot put that when you post like 50 fucking things on Facebook a day. And I know a few people that do that still, because I do have Facebook, but it's solely just to look at my memories, and that's kind of it. I don't do anything else with it for the most part, so yeah.
So now, obviously, Ashley, you won't have an answer on this one, because you know you're married, you've been married for years. So I'll look at Dakota and I'll ask him. Have you ever seen people post their relationship status? Or were you ever pressured to put your relationship status on Facebook, on social media? And the reason why I ask this is because this has happened to me a few times in the past, many, many years ago, where I had someone that was dating somebody and they got really upset because I wouldn't put my status on social media. And it took me just kind of a minute to really, really think about it. It's because I'm like, okay, why would I put my personal business on there? You know, why would I want someone to know who I'm with? And their response was, oh, so that means you're ashamed of our relationship. You don't want people to know that you're happy with someone? Now, mind you, that relationship didn't last too much longer, because my retort was, who I do is none of your business. Is no one's business. Who, when I go to the bathroom, it's no one's business. So why should people need to know, you know, who I'm with? I don't advertise myself on social media, so why would it matter? And so it's that on the other end of the spectrum, you know, actually a lot of people get angry about that because they don't post their relationship status on social media. Did you ever, you know, hear about that, or do you ever have that, you know, issue yourself?
I personally experienced that two or three times in my adolescence of dating people in school. They wanted everybody to know that we were dating, and it was at the time, you know, it was like, yeah, whatever, sure, I'll put it up there. But as I got older, and it's not on my Facebook now, because I primarily use Facebook now to just look on Marketplace and see what crackheads are selling on there. But I haven't posted a life event in probably 5 or 6 years, something like that. It's been an absurd amount of time since I've posted any type of relationship or anything like that.
I mean, were you ever asked to do that? You know, and oh, go ahead. You're gonna say?
Yeah. I was asked to do it a few times. A few times I was asked to do it to you know, because I hadn't already done it, so they were wondering why I hadn't. And I'm for all of my great feats of a man, I am forgetful as all hell. That is my main my main criticism that I have about myself is I am forgetful. I remember stupid things, like movie details and stuff like that, but like the important stuff, I just whoop, straight out the brain, like it wasn't even there.
So I mean, did you ever feel, have you, not now, but have you ever felt pressure to do that? You know, you ever thought, oh my God, I have to get that validation of the world knows that I'm with somebody, or something of the sort?
When I was younger, I craved the validation, but as I've grown older, it's not. But yes, when I was younger, I was both pressured and both felt the pressure to do so.
Interesting. So, Ashley, well, I'm not sure that really applies to you or not, because once again, I mean, you've been married for quite a long period of time. So I don't know if you ever felt that pressure, to make the whole world realize that, that you're with someone on social media.
For me, clearly, being in my marriage, not so much. But when I was in the dating scene, back then, it was more of the trend, or however you want to put it, that you posted your relationship status. So I didn't make it a big deal, if I was starting to see a guy or talking to them, or it was actually considered dating at this point. And he didn't put me as a relationship status. And I might put them as my relationship status, hey, I'm in a relationship with so and so, and they would not do the same thing. I wouldn't make a big deal of it, but immediately I'm very suspicious of you now. Because it's one thing if it's privacy, you hardly post anything on your social media, I could totally see that. Even back then, I thought this way. It's okay, you're private, you don't post anything, I can see you not doing that. But when you're posting a lot of shit all the time and you don't acknowledge the relationship part, to me that's I think you're talking to other people too. And you're not making it known that you're no longer available. So to me that was I don't trust this. And those would never last too much longer, because that would be an initial test. Oh my God, the punk has just jumped up on the couch. Okay, damn. Sorry. I had Dakota's cat. I saw him jump up in the background. It made me excited. But going back to it, that was kind of a test of mine. I wouldn't make it a big deal. I wouldn't ask them, why am I not a relationship status for you? I wouldn't do anything like that. It was, okay, I see this. I'm observing, and that's how it is. Versus my husband, we had Facebook. He added me on Facebook and stuff. I could see he didn't really post anything. At some point, I changed my relationship status, but when I was seeing him and it became serious. I think at some point, he did do it, but it's more on a privacy setting where no one, I don't remember. But I never got the sense of talking to some other bitches, because he was never really active and did anything on his, his Facebook post picture right now. It's probably been his profile picture for 6 years. The one before that was probably 5 years old. This dude is never active on social media.
So if he was, would that be a big deal to you if he didn't, tell the whole world that he's married or that he's seeing you or something of the sort? Is that a big deal to you, being how things are nowadays?
To be honest, no. If anything changes in his behavior, because if anyone sees my Instagram, there's no clarification on there if I'm married or if I'm single, nothing. Because I don't put anything married, single. I don't put anything about my relationship on even, on Instagram. Because my Instagram's considered public. So I don't share any of that on there. My Snapchat is not even mostly, it's simply my friends and family, people that I actually know in person. And it's the same thing for my Facebook. So I will post stuff like that on there. My Instagram, no. It would be the same thing for him. If he decided he wanted to post pictures of his car, typical dude post, I wouldn't care. I would notice, or I would hope I would notice, or I would be a little suspicious if his changer behaved all of a sudden, he would hide his phone, or his time schedules have suddenly changed so much and they're very erratic. I'm like, so to the point of it is, no. It does not bother me, because, especially because how long we've been together. It's all about the matter of behavior that will trigger me to be, okay, that either I have a good vibe from you or I don't.
Okay. So, and like I said, once again, I'm an extremely private person. I've always been a private person, even when I was in relationships and stuff like that. So, in one of mine, one person understood I'm a private person, while the other, at certain times, would confuse privacy with hiding. And it's one thing I struggled with in the past that, you know, I don't share much. Not that I'm hiding anything or being secretive. I just like to keep things to myself because that's just the way I was raised. You know, it was a basic, where are you going? None of your business. You know, what are you doing? None of your business. Are you coming with me? No, then you shouldn't have to know what I do. And so sometimes that gets twisted into, yeah, you know, you're not telling me where you're going, you're hiding something. And so I'm not too sure, because I'm horrible with the terminology because I'm an old man. Is that, I caught that. Is that considered gaslighting?
I think it all depends, for me personally, I think it all depends who exactly you're talking to about that. Like, because I think it depends on the matter of the relationship. What's the relationship to you? Like friend, acquaintance, girlfriend?
We'll do four categories. And it'll be really, really quick, really simple. A friend.
Okay.
Like, say, for example, Dakota and I are hanging out playing a video game. I'm like, okay, man, I'm out of here. Well, okay, Adrian, where are you going? My response will be, I'm leaving. And we'll leave it at that. And he'll have that understanding to know that, oh, he's leaving, he has something to do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think that's legit. If he's just asking, like, just out of curiosity, out of politeness, I would just say, I'm just leaving. It would be like, oh yeah, I got things to go do. I'll talk to you later. Then, yeah, I think that's a legit response. Okay. So next category.
So now we step into, and once again, Dakota, I'll get her answers and I'll go over to you for your answers. So now you're dating somebody. You know, you don't live together, you're just dating, and you're like, okay, well, hey, I'm gonna get off the phone. You know, I gotta go do some stuff. Well, what are you gonna do? My response, once again, just how I am, and that's kind of a lazy kind of reason. I'm just a private person, you know. Hey, what are you gonna do? I have a couple things I have to do. Like what? It's inconsequential. No big deal. I'll talk to you later. Now, being a private person, in your opinion, Ashley, am I wrong in saying that?
And this is someone that you're just talking to. It's not considered a relationship yet. It's just casually dating.
Correct.
I think that at that point, it's because you're dating and you're, I don't know, to me, because I'm the type of person that I want to know, like, not in depth of your business, but just an idea. So it's in that degree. It's like, you know, oh, I'm going to go do some stuff. Oh, like, what? I would simply, you can easily put it, it's like, I just doing some errands, things I gotta get done around. Like, you don't have to make it in detail, but at least give them an idea of what you're doing. I think that's kind of like a more respectable response, especially to someone that you're dating, that could be more. I think that just gives that little bit of respect, but at the same time, you're not giving out your exact business.
Right, and obviously, phrasing helps. You know, obviously, yeah. I wouldn't say, none of your business. No, I'm just going to go run some errands, get some stuff done. So now...
Yeah, that would be fine.
So now we go into marriage. You know, you guys live together, you know, under one roof. Everything's going nice and groovy. And you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go, I don't know, I'm going to throw something. I'm going to go to the store. Okay, once again, that's way too precise. I'm gonna go out for a walk. Been a long day. I'm really, you know, it's been a heck of a day. I'm gonna go for a walk. Well, where are you going? I'm just gonna go for a walk. Would that spark doubt in you? Would that spark, you know, anything negative in you? Or would you say, okay, cool, enjoy your walk?
No, I mean, especially depending on your location, but yeah, you've had a long day, you just want to go out for a walk, see a problem with that. I would step in and be like, you know, are you okay? Is there something I can do? Would you like me to go with you? Like, no, I just need to take a little bit, just go for a walk to help brush off the day. I think that'd be fine.
Okay. So now I'll go to Dakota, and then once I'm done with this little experiment, we're going to flip it. Because obviously, you know, you, Ashley, you're understanding. You know, you understand, hey, had a long day, go for a walk, enjoy it. You want me to come with you? Or, hey, it's fine. That's one end of the spectrum. Then we're going to go to the other end. So, Dakota, you know, I talked about, you know, you and I hanging out. I got to go. You know, hey, going to go run a couple errands. Now, Dakota, if you're dating someone and you tell them, hey, I'm going to hop off the phone and have some things to do. And they say, oh, like what? And you being a private person, you're like, oh, just a couple of things. And they push harder. Do you feel obligated to say something? No, I mean, knowing that this is who you are as a person.
Typically, I'll do the same thing. Like, oh, you know, just going to run some errands. I got to go pay bills. Just, you know, stuff that isn't like revealing like all of what I'm doing, but just something that gives them like a snippet. Like, just so they understand that what I'm doing isn't like the top tier of importance, but it's got to be done.
Okay. So now we step on to marriage. And, you know, I'm not going to use your significant other as an example. I'm just saying, you know, you're married and, you know, you're like, okay, I've had quite the day. I'm gonna go for a walk. Well, where are you going? Oh, I'm just going to go for a walk, clear my head.
So if we were using my significant other as an experience, I would not be able to leave the house without her. It wouldn't be an option. But anybody else, I feel like, you know, it'd be a pretty even exchange. You know, I just want to go out and just clear my head and just figure, just go over what happened today in my head and just do it on my own.
Okay. So now we're going to flip the script a little bit. So we understand that we have our own privacy. We understand this is who we are. So now we're going to change up a little bit. Dakota, hanging with your boys. All right, you know, I'm going to get out of here, man. Well, where are you going? Why don't you want to hang out with us? Where are you going? Can we come with you? And then part two, you're with your girlfriend. Not living together, but you're dating. And you're going to go, okay, well, I'm hop off the phone. Why? Well, because I have a couple things I have to do. Like what? Why can't you tell me? Are you hiding something from me? And in the third scenario, you're married. Had a hell of a day at the office. I'm going to go for a walk, clear my head. Why can't I come with you? Where are you going? Are you going to go see someone? And stuff like that. In those three scenarios, how would you handle something like that? Or would you acquiesce and just bend to them and say, okay, I'm doing A, B, C, and D, and this is why?
So if it's hanging out with the guys, just, you know, the generic, you know, I'm going home, I'm tired. I just tell them. It's just I'm going home, I'm tired, I've had enough. Like that. Significant other, like casually dating, be about the same, you know, I'm tired. Or if I did have something to do, I'd just probably vague answer again, you know, I've got to run somewhere, I've got to go do something, got to run an errand.
But if the answer wasn't good enough, and it kept on pushing and prying to find out where, when, how, and why.
I feel like it would depend. It depends on how like incessant they are. Like if they just keep asking, then after enough time, they're gonna get the answer. Because another thing, I am a private person. But if somebody's like right in front of me asking the question, eventually I'm just gonna tell them. I don't want to exclude them, but at the same time I don't want to cause an issue when there is no need for an issue, especially over something as simple as going for a walk or running to the store or having to go to Spectrum and pay the phone bill or pay the internet bill.
Okay, and then finally, marriage. You're going for a walk. Why can't I come with you? Where are you going? You know, are you sure you're going for a walk? You know, stuff of that nature where they're actually pushing the buttons, you know, because, just because.
In that instance in particular, that would actually lead me to wonder what they think I'm doing. Like, why do you have so many doubts about me? Like, what did you find, or what do you think you found that is leading you to have this much doubt about me as a partner and as a significant other? I'd probably sit down and have a full-blown conversation about why they felt that way, because obviously it's, you know, like, let's say I do this once a month, I just need some time to go. But then this time it's different. This time they go overboard and just are not letting me physically leave the house. I'd want to know what they've discovered or what they think they've discovered that's leading them to have this strong of a reaction towards me just going for a walk.
Okay. Now, I mean, I do have an end game when it comes to these questions, so I'll fire it back to Ashley. Because she's not paying attention. I love that.
No, I promise I was paying attention up until 30 seconds ago. Okay, no, so starting off with the friends. I'm leaving, they're asking where I'm going. I don't really hang out with friends, so the one friends I do actually hang out with, I don't care. I'll tell them. It's, I want to go home and relax, or I need to go run it. I personally don't care. I can tell them. I don't need to tell them in detail unless it's something major, which highly doubt that. So I don't mind saying, this is what I'm going to go do. Peace out. Hey, can we come with you? Depending on what it is I'm doing, sure, I don't care. And then the next, it was like the person that you're dating and you're going out and they're asking you where you're going or what you're doing. For that, I think it's kind of the same thing, because I'm someone that's big on communication, because I want that same respect. Is I'm getting on the phone with you, or I'm going home, why, what's going on, I need to clean my house, I have errands to run, I need to go shopping, or I want to go home and just take a fucking nap. It's the same thing, because when I'm considering someone I'm just dating, it's kind of like the same level of communication that I would with friends, or at least like casual friends. And then like going to marriage, like, you know, with my husband. If I've had a long day and I just need to stress, like de-stress, and I want to go for a walk, or I take my dog for a walk, he's just like, you know, I usually will just say at first, I'm going for a walk. And he'll just say, okay. And I'll come back and then he'll ask me if I'm okay. Is there anything he can do? But for the most part, him and I have that solid communication. We always communicate with each other where we're going, what we're going to do. Like, for example, this weekend, I'm going to dinner with a bunch of my girlfriends. I've told him that. So I'll be telling him again, hey, I'm going to be home late because I'm going to be here at this restaurant with my girls, and I probably won't be home until late. Okay. It's just the common courtesy and communication. That's all it is. I don't have to give you details. If you're a person that needs details, it just all depends where you fit in the categories.
Okay. Well, like I said, the reason why I'm asking all this is because, do you think that being a private person nowadays is a detriment, you know, to a friendship, to a relationship, to a marriage? Because does it get misinterpreted as hiding things?
I personally don't think so. I think it just, again, it all comes down to how you phrase and communicate things. If it seems like you really avoiding wanting to talk about what's going on, and again, if it's about your feelings, so that's one thing. If it's about like what exactly you're doing, and you're very much you're making a point to avoid talking about it, and it's someone that's considered to be in your circle, whether it's a friend, relationship, marriage, if it's someone that's considered in your circle, I feel like that's Yeah, it does seem like you're avoiding it. It's not necessarily like, am I telling you you have to talk to me about it? But at the same time, I'm going to share my concerns is, hey, I feel like you're either avoiding me or you're hiding something from me. And I just need to make sure if there's anything that's going on that I need to know about, that leads to communication. You can also communicate as, I'm going through some things in my life right now, and I just need some time to go through it and take about it, and I don't feel comfortable talking about these things right now. Solid. That's cool. I might check in with you occasionally and say, hey, are you doing okay? I know you said you've been going through some stuff. Yeah, things are going. I'm still not ready to talk about it. Okay. At the end of the day, it's just how you phrase things and how you communicate.
All right. Dakota?
So I believe, I agree with Ash, but kind of on a somewhat different level. I feel it's all in who you choose to let into your life. Because if somebody doesn't know you well enough to understand that you are a private person and just kind of jumps in and just thinks that they can come into your life and ask these questions of you without truly knowing you, then maybe they shouldn't be a part of your life in the first place. Maybe your character judgment of that person wasn't correct off the start. So now you have to pay the piper for the mistake, in quotes, that you've made in letting that person in your life. But otherwise, it's all choices. It's all in who you want to let in your life and let ask you those questions. Because if you don't want to be asked those questions, then you're going to surround yourself with people who don't ask those questions. But if you want to challenge yourself and be asked those difficult questions, then you're going to find a way to surround yourself with people who are going to ask.
Fair enough.
Exactly.
Good answer. I like that. So yes, that was my topic about privacy, because I've gotten it from both ends. That sounded horrible. And people, I see that, Dakota. That was great. Because once again, I make no bones about it. Yes, Ashley, you had your hand up.
Oh, I just had like my own little twist of privacy that I wanted.
Oh,
to
go ahead, please.
Put in. So something concerned about privacy is how I'm. Again, it's one thing. It's if it's a private social media account where it's strictly just friends and family, and even then, how much do you trust these friends and family? I mean, but it's people that are posting pictures of their babies and their children for every little thing that they do. It's the social media people that have to record every little moment of their child's lives, the most embarrassing, the most disgusting, everything about these kids, because when they get old, especially of celebrities, because when these kids get older, literally the whole world knows everything about you. They know what you were doing when you're 2 years old. They knew what you were doing when you're 12. And so that's just celebrities alone. That's a whole other, like, date. But just like us considered regular people on a day-to-day, you're putting your children's stuff out there because you're going to have family members that, especially the older ones, that want to, like, save it, share it, and they don't know all about privacy, and it leaves it out open to people. But again, you're just putting everything out there for everyone to see, whereas, and it sounds so old of me saying it, but, you know, when I was younger, you had the photo albums, and the only people that get to see it is people you allowed in your house. It's not like you carried it around with you everywhere. So when you go see you go to the pharmacy to get your prescriptions, you're showing your pharmacist, look at what my 3-year-old did today. So because I'm one of those people that's all about consent. Not to the point that's like, I didn't give you consent to be born type of bullshit. Is if I was born in today's day and everything about me was being posted on TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, for so many strangers to see, especially so strangers over just like the 100 family members and friends. And when I get older and I see all this stuff is out there on the internet and I can't get this stuff removed because once it's there, it's there. It's never going to go away. I would be pissed because I am a private person. So I feel bad for all these kids that their families make their life into content. Or just people that aren't even about content. It's just the fact that they're sharing every little thing. I am glad to see that I have a few friends that, you know, have had babies in the last year. One of them does not post anything about their child. And it's like they have this one thing, like their Facebook and Snapchat is strictly just very close friends and family. That's it. No second, third cousin, not someone that I worked with and we were, I'm a casual coworkers. It's strictly people that they trust to put in, to let in their house, and that's it. And that, those are people that can see these photos. But as in social media and stuff, no. You don't even get to see the like the back of the baby's head or like what they're playing with. They don't post anything about that. I think that's okay because I know you well enough that I want to come see your kid. I'll just come see your kid. Or I may ask you, give me a picture of this baby I want to see. And they're like, here you go. Because I'm in that circle. So that's a whole other thing of privacy is, you know me, I'm not much of a children person. But these kids grow up. They're not your little, they're not your dogs and cats that you get to dress up and display for the world and then don't think in 20 years this might not come back to bite you. Because it will. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of people that are going to freak the fuck out when they get older.
Yeah. And see, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I am guilty of it. Or I was guilty of it. So, you know, posting my little one and his development. But yes, I'm guilty of it. And like I said, the last thing about privacy is, you know, I think social media has just taken it over. Because people want to be seen. People want to be heard. And people want that validation. So, and it's kind of funny because I read an article and they're thinking about doing it. They're thinking about canceling TikTok.
And I would hate for them to do that. I don't want them to do that. Supposedly that shit got passed, but they've been passing this thing for the last 5 fucking years. But I don't want to because I get what the stupid underage teenagers barely dressed up dancing and stupid shit like that. I actually enjoy watching TikTok because I get a lot of my recipes. I got a lot of good information. I actually use TikTok for information and the occasional funny videos, of course, but I don't watch the what I consider stupid shit that offers nothing to the world. So I would hate that because I love Pinterest. I love all these other stupid shit that I don't want TikTok to be taken away because I have so much shit saved in my TikTok. I don't want to download all these videos. They're going to take up space. So now I actually have to go in and probably have to write down all these recipes of things I haven't made yet or tried yet, but they're saved. So no, I don't want TikTok to be canceled. But again, like twice a year for the last 5 years, they've been saying, it's been passed. The bill has passed. We are going to ban it because of Chinese spies and this or that. And I, until the day where I no longer see TikTok on my phone, I just... Whatever.
It really doesn't bother me, you know, because I understand where you're coming from, and it is a double-edged sword, you know, Dakota. You know, you see funny things, you see recipes, you see sometimes life affirmations, you know, positivity, and then on the other side of the coin, you see the underage girls dancing, their boobs flapping around, they're twerking and stuff like that, just get that attention, and I don't need to see that. I really don't need to see that. I really don't want to see other young kids doing that. So if it gets canceled, it's not going to hurt my feelings. But I just think this is an age of just validation. But I'll turn it over to you, Dakota. Your thoughts?
It 100% is. My favorite thing to do on TikTok is when I see women of age, no underage children, no underage teenagers doing it. But when I see it's a kind of a game I've made. It's kind of fucked up, I'm not gonna lie. If they do that and they have the link, like their Instagram, and then they have the spicy link after that, I go in, I click it, and I go to either their Reddit or their Twitter, X, whatever it is, and I just scroll, and it's the weirdest thing ever. I'm like, okay, how long until I see your butthole? Because it's gonna happen, I know it's gonna happen. It's my favorite game to play of the thirst trap girls of TikTok, and usually it's like 3 swipes in and oh, there's your butthole.
There's mobile app games, sir. I just want to play. There's Angry Birds. There's crossword puzzles.
I do all that too.
Yeah. You have options.
But I know, I do all those as well, but this one just fills a different need. It is funny to me.
Where's the butthole?
Okay, where's your butthole? It's here somewhere. And it never fails. It's like the third or fourth swipe in there, and yep, there's your butthole.
Do you do that with Chloe? She's over. She's like, all right, where's your butthole?
I've done that before. I have done it with Chloe before. I've been like, okay. So you're going to see here. I guarantee you. 1, 2, 3, there's the butthole.
See, I mean, if TikTok does get closed
down. I
would
play this game, strangely. I would try it. See?
There she goes now. You see, Dakota, see what you started? No, I mean, would it really affect you, if a TikTok did close down?
Just like Ash, I have recipes saved. I have, so me working on cars in the car community, there's a lot of helpful tips on there that I go back and look at for, like, working on certain parts of a car and stuff that I specifically do. And I haven't gotten to that part in working on my vehicle yet, but I see it and I'm like, oh, that'll be helpful later on down the line. I'm going to come back to that. And if that's gone, then I'm going to have to try and find this information somewhere else. And a lot of the stuff I need help with isn't anywhere else. It's the people who are specifically doing it on TikTok. So it closes a door that isn't going to be opened again unless something similar to TikTok comes out and those people post that similar video or the exact same video again. So I don't think TikTok is necessarily a bad thing. I mean, the NSA is already spying on us, for God's sakes. They already know what we're doing. What's the difference if another country knows? What, do they... I see a hand raised. Come on, put it in there.
Well, because that's the whole thing about banning TikTok. Like, because literally everything you see on TikTok, there's Instagram Reels, there's the Facebook Stories, there's the Facebook Reels. Like, the same stuff on one app is on so many other apps, too. And so you take away TikTok, there's going to be another app created. Or you're going to say the stuff on other apps. It's kind of like, you know, you cut off one head, two more grow. I think them trying to get rid of TikTok it's really stupid.
Yeah. They got rid of Vine. Then what happened? Musical.ly, you remember Musical.ly, turned into TikTok.
Yep.
And now it's on Snapchat, it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram. I'm surprised it's not on freaking Twitter yet. It probably is. I just don't go on Twitter enough to see it. But the short form video has already gone everywhere. So no matter how you spin it, no matter how many of these apps you get rid of, there's always going to be another one doing the exact same thing.
So a third-party question, and then we'll go into something fun. Do you think with social media, I hate to even do this, but it's on the tip of my tongue, do you think with social media, it just boiled down to attention seekers? A good chunk of it.
Yes.
A good chunk of it 100%. Is attention seekers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like whether it be the TikTok dancing for the teenagers, or the 37-year-old mother who wants validation that she's still hot, you know, and it's just a temporary fix.
Oh yeah, for sure it is, because I'm one of those people that on my Instagram I post selfies of me on days that I think I look decent because I want that validation. I don't go above and beyond for seeking validation, but there's a part of me that wants the validation.
And Dakota, you were saying?
So the one disturbing thing I don't like about TikTok, and it happens on the other ones, any other short form platform, is we were talking about this ties back into what we were talking about earlier about people posting their children. Every little thing. There is somebody. Have you guys heard of Call Me Chris? The one who does he knows. And it's she just did a video on her YouTube channel about a mother who is basically prostituting her 3 or 4 year old daughter on there on TikTok and is accepting all types of gifts and everything there. The video, and she is parading her daughter around in the skimpiest outfits I have ever seen a little girl wear. It is disturbing. It is disgusting. And on the videos where her daughter is wearing those outfits, you know how you can see like shares, likes, and saves? One of them had over 70,000 saves. And who was it? There was a lady from like the FBI who works in like the child trafficking thing, said that TikTok is one of the Well, any short form, like YouTube, anywhere that parents post this stuff is like Candyland for somebody who either peddles child pornography or is a pedophile themselves. It's all about the privacy that you want to keep. If you put those things out there, you open yourself to some weirdo or just an angry person coming to your house and ruining your life in one way or another.
Or someone that wants to see your butthole for shits and giggles.
Yep.
Circle of life, folks. Circle of life. Next show, we're going to talk about attention. So now we talked about privacy. Next, we could talk about attention. And I do going to dip into that quite a bit. And TikTok is going to be a major factor in one of those. So now for something fun. And this is a simple question. And I'll start with Ashley. Do you believe?
No.
See, there we go. Sweet, Dakota. No, kidding. Do you believe once a hoe, always a hoe?
Oh, that's a very hard answer to get. That's a loaded question, but I want to say yes, no. It depends on the person. Because I truly believe that people are capable of change. To stag it a little bit off the topic is, that's why I like the idea of villains, especially villains that get redeemed down the road, like Loki, for example, is because it gives the example that all the shit you've done in life and the bad things, that there's chance that you can change, you can be good, and, like, are the temptations there? Yeah, but it's your choice of if you want to give in to those temptations or not. So being a recovering alcoholic or someone that's been sober from drugs for 20, 30 years. Like, it shows that they could change. It doesn't mean, like, what's a drug addict, always a drug addict. It goes between multiple stuff. It just goes back to who you are as a person. Do you choose to give in to those temptations or not? For me, when I was single, I was a goddamn hoe. I was. Because I didn't give a fuck. I wasn't interested in relationships. I was going through a rough patch because a bunch of bullshit. Hoe is life. I still tell people, hoe is life. If you're single and you want to do your thing, hoe is life. Live your best fucking life. But for me, do I see really attractive guys? Do guys hit on me and flirt with me? Do I see I could easily get a hotel room with this person tomorrow night? Do I choose to do that? No. Like, the temptations are there. Like, you have a piece of cake right in front of me. I want to eat it. I'm on a diet, but I want to fucking eat it. So, once a hoe, always a hoe. No.
Okay. Dakota?
It's very much a person-to-person thing, I feel like, because some people say people never change, and some people say people are bound to change. I feel like it is based upon what is within you as a person. If you want to keep living the whole life, then you're not going to change. But if you legitimately are tired and want to settle down and be with a good person who's going to appreciate you, you will. You will. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with drug addicts. It's the same thing with alcoholics. Only you can make the ultimate decision to be a better person or even be a different person. It's all in who you choose to be.
Okay. My opinion, as everybody just waits with bated breath because I'm so controversial. No. I'm going to straddle the fence, and I'll tell you why. If you're a hoe, you're always a hoe. Now, in saying that, if you find the love of your life, you marry, you have a family, you instantly win. Instantly win. Because that person accepted you and accepted everything comes along with it. That's tremendous. But if you're a hoe and have, you know, bodies and bodies and bodies and bodies, I believe you can instantly disqualify yourself for the man that you want or the woman that you want, you know? And, you know, I believe when Ashley says hoe is life, I think, once again, if you continue on that life, your value goes down to zero. And you have instantly disqualified yourself, like I said before, for the person that you want because of your past decisions. Now, can people change? No, people don't change. People evolve. People can be better people, just like you say, Dakota. But sometimes people choose not to evolve. They rest on their laurels. And when they rest on their laurels, they believe that I deserve A, B, C, and D because of who I am. Not thinking that there are appropriate things they need to do to better themselves instead of stay at that same value. You know, so there's a saying that nobody wants a hoe. Now that may ring true, but can they be redeemed? Of course. You redeem, you clean up, you evolve, you turn yourself into something better, and you win the big prize. But if you just stay at that same level, you're done for, and you're going to settle for something that, you know, that seemingly is on your level or below that, because you've instantly just knocked yourself out of the park for the person that you want. The person that you want may not want you.
Long dramatic. Got real deep there. Holy shit.
I don't know. I always disagree with Adrian to an extent to that, because you have your mindset, and that's how it is. For me, change and evolve, I think that is semantics. It's about the same thing. It all just comes down to what you choose to do. Like, yeah, there is consequences to your actions. Let's say hypothetically, I've slept with 50 guys in the last month, and then I meet Mr. Wrights, and he discovers my body count. He's like, hey, I am not interested in that. That's no longer used. That is considered destroyed to me. And he's not interested. Well, Dakota is down. I can't. Man, you threw me off. Man, you threw me off the groove. Well, guess what? That's the consequence. Is someone is not interested in you, and that's okay. Like, people are allowed to have their own preferences, especially in physical. It just goes back to what I said is it's a case by case. It depends on the person if they're wanting to change or evolve, whatever they're wanting to do and how they choose to do with it. But they also have to be aware of there's consequences to something that they do, like addicts, sex addicts, alcohol, drugs. There's going to be consequences. You're going to lose people. You're going to lose parts of yourself physically, probably, like your teeth and other things. But you can't be on a pity party about that. It's like, oh, my life sucks. You're choosing to do this. So me going back to saying once a hoe, always a hoe, I don't believe in that. But it can be the case for a lot of people. But I like to be a proven case that I am not still a hoe. I'm a hoe for my husband. I'm a hoe for him. But for anyone else.
Okay. Awesome, awesome. So now, as we come to a close on this show, interesting topics, good debates here and there. So I really do appreciate everybody's input. And anybody have any final words? Well, no. Let me rephrase that. I don't want to say final. Any rants does anybody have before we close up shop?
I do not. I do have a rant, but it's not podcast approved for myself because it goes into the subject of today is privacy. And it's not something I want to talk about where strangers can hear. So no, I do not have a rant.
All right, Dakota.
Fuck anybody and everybody who hesitates at a goddamn stoplight, fucking intersection, or anything like that. If you are here to turn, you are here to learn. Fucking go, okay? Oh my god, holy shit. I almost got into an accident 4 times today because these old or young sons of bitches thought, oh, I'll go now. Whoop, almost pull out in front of me. Ugh, you hesitated. You could have done it 30 seconds ago, but no. Right as soon as I'm driving by in my old piece of shit truck, you decide, oh, now's the time to go. When my brakes work about as good as... work about as good as Joe Biden's mental capacity, okay? Okay, my brakes are that close to being, to me, you know, having to file an insurance claim and a life insurance claim at the same time, okay? We're getting there, all right? I got some work to do. But, holy shit, I'm done.
That was precise. My quick rant, TikTok. Stop sending me stuff I don't want to see. Period. I don't want to see 30...
I feel targeted.
I do not want to see a 37, 38-year-old lady with no bra bouncing around, dancing and twerking. I don't want to see that. I didn't put that on there. I'm flipping through my TikTok advertising the show. All of a sudden, for your page, hey, here's a booby girl. Hey, here's a girl twerking. Hey, here's a couple of girls twerking. And hey, here's a girl who has 80 videos of the exact same thing and makes a video and goes, stop sexualizing me. And I'm so tempted to respond and go, you're sexualizing yourself. Delete 80 videos of you shaking your boobs. Really? But no. And I stop. And I go, I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not. I'm going to just flip it and try to delete the freaking thing because I didn't ask for it. Yes, there. Ashley, you in the back. You have something to say.
I'm going to let Dakota go first because he looks like he's about to explode.
Play the game. Look for her butthole.
If I look for her butthole, Dakota, they're going to send me more stuff like this. And I don't want to see it.
So, for me, TikTok goes off of an algorithm. If you're not the type of person that likes or saves a lot of videos, TikTok is going to keep throwing random shit at you. Because it doesn't know what you want to see. So, for me, because the majority of stuff I've liked is, like, funny things, animals, cooking, ASMR, like, stuff that I want to see and watch, TikTok has gone off of that algorithm and does that. Now, if I end up liking a few videos that get scenes from TV shows and movies, then I get a bunch of scenes from TV shows and movies until I stop liking them. So TikTok goes off of that algorithm. You just kind of need to, you can either search for stuff you actually want to watch and see and start liking videos, and then TikTok's going to know, it's like, okay, this is more stuff up your speed, up your alley of what you want to see. And then there's also, like, if it's something you don't want to see, like, you press and hold your thumb to the video, you'll get a little pop-up that says, you know, that you're not interested. And that's another way it works with the algorithm. So that's something I do like about TikTok, is I don't get a bunch of bullshit that I don't want to see. Occasionally, some things will sneak through, because TikTok is like, hey, maybe you want to see this now. And I'm like, no, not interested. Go back to the trash.
Good. I'm definitely going to have to implore that. So, as the Out of Context podcast comes to a close for another week, Dakota, where can they find you if they want to reach out to you?
Y'all can go out and check for Coda 1996 on the TikTok and the YouTubes if y'all want to find me. I am on there posting sometimes. I forgot my Twitch name. At some point, I'll remember it, and I'll put it on you.
Awesome. Ashley?
Sorry, I saw the wrong thing. You can find me as Ash Majestic. I'm going to show you guys. People that are listening, they can't see. Clearly, you don't get to know what it was I saw. You don't want to know. You can find me as Ash Majestic. Google it. If it shows up, it's most likely me. But Ash Majestic, majority on TikTok, Instagram, and I do Twitch stream. I haven't done it in a few weeks. But I will be getting back into it. I've just been feeling like an ugly foot lately, so I haven't been wanting to broadcast my face.
Come back next week when Ashley finds her confidence and does a hot tub stream.
And of course, you can find this show and all the other shows under walkerac76.podbean.com. walkerac76.podbean.com. Also, go on our website, walkeracexperience.com or walkeracexperience.com/mobile. It'll be just us. Nobody else, just us. So subscribe. Sign in. Have fun with us.
I love how Adrian is saying this is our website when it's really just his, because Dakota and I, we've had nothing to do with the production of this, the making of it. No idea. It's just our names are just, this is Adrian's entire life. He puts in all the work, and Dakota are like, yeah, we're part of it.
I'm just happy to be here. I'm not taking credit for any of this.
I'm not either. He's giving the credit to us, which I am very appreciative. But I just want the listeners to be aware. This man's here. This man's just does all this work, and he's like, they didn't do shit to help me, but I'm gonna give him credit anyway.
I don't want any credit for this, because without you guys, I still wouldn't be doing this show. I think that's abundantly clear. But yes, it is our website. Just happened to be named Walker EC Experience. Anyhow. Goodness. So, it's about that time. And I think we're ready. I think we're ready, Dakota. For you, for Ashley to send us off into the night.
All right. So, hold on. Gotta pull it up. Okay, so masturbation always leads to sex. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Consider it as a gateway tug.
That's why your shoes dragging. That's why your mama dead. Dead as hell.
I was like, did she have a good night?